an end in sight.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Ben Bernanke said last night we'll probably see the recession coming to an end this year. The Federal Reserve chief made that comment in an interview on the CBS show 60 Minutes. Bernanke also outlined his anger when it comes to the multiple government rescues of American International Group.
Of all the events and all the things we've done in the last 18 months, the single one that makes me the angriest, that gives me the most angst, is the intervention with AIG. Here was a company that made all kinds of unconscionable bets. Then when those bets went wrong, we had a situation where the failure of that company would have brought down the financial system.
AIG has benefited from more than $170 billion in bailout money. Coincidentally, that interview was slated to air on a weekend when AIG seemed to be eating into every headline and making a lot of other people angry. We found out the company had contracts to pay out more than $150 million in bonuses and paid out billions and billions to a long list of banks. With more on all of this, we're joined now by Marketplace's Janet Babin. Janet, why did this all finally come out the last couple days?
Well, I think after reports surfaced about the bonus pay at AIG, about $165 million in bonuses for employees, there was such public outrage that the company felt it had to respond and be more transparent about where all this federal rescue money went. So it released a list of about 80 companies that benefited from the bailout money. That was a total of $90 billion that AIG spent on its obligations to counterparties, investment banks like Goldman Sachs, also a few European banks like Societe Generale and Deutsche Bank. Also getting some of the money are a list of states.
So as a counterparty, why do these companies and states get this money?
Well, these are companies and states that AIG owes money to as part of its obligations. So this is the whole reason that the federal government bailed out AIG in the first place, because AIG couldn't meet its obligations on contracts that it had written with investment banks, with regular banks, with states and municipalities. So that is where this money is going. AIG owed this money out as part of contracts it had written previously.
Okay, assuming that set of obligations is done, what about the future of bonus payments?
Well, AIG has said that it plans to realign any future bonuses and will cut remaining salaries. But as far as paying out the bonuses that it has obligations on, the company believes it has to pay out that money or it could face lawsuits. And those lawsuits might cost it more than if it would just pay out the bonuses outright.
All right. Marketplace's Janet Babin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll find out a little more about what the Federal Reserve is thinking about the economic outlook this week. The Fed has a two-day policy session scheduled. Wall Street is coming off its best week since November. The Dow is up 9% for the week. It closed at 72.24 Friday. The Nasdaq gained nearly 11% last week. In Asia today, major markets were up and European shares are edging higher right now. Finance leaders from the Group of 20 Nations met outside London over the weekend. The group agreed on the need for a sustained effort to get the global economy back on track. The priority is to clean up the toxic assets on bank balance sheets. This meeting was in advance of next month's big G20 gathering of heads of state.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers.
You could say the beginning of the end of Wall Street as we knew it began a year ago today. On this date last year, J.P. Morgan Chase bought Bear Stearns for a bargain. Today, none of the former top five investment banks is quite what it was. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, smaller firms are seizing the opportunity.
You've probably never heard of Pally Capital. Neither had Averill Rye until last summer. But when his job at Bear Stearns disappeared, the boutique investment bank suddenly looked appealing. Pally is one of many small firms moving into the space vacated by big investment banks and loading up on their talent.
It's a huge growth opportunity for smaller firms. And in fact, if you look at the past year, I think our firm has probably grown by 30% or so.
Rye is now head of investment banking at Pally. He says resumes are pouring in from people at high-profile banks like Morgan Stanley.
Which I think a year and a half or 2 years ago would not have been possible, because those guys, A, would not have been willing to leave, and two, not go to a smaller platform that they probably hadn't heard of.
After all the upheaval on Wall Street, Jefferies & Company says it's now the largest independent U.S. investment bank. Dan Marchetti joined recently from Merrill Lynch to build the company's bond business. Jefferies hasn't escaped unscathed. It's had to lay people off, too. But Marchetti says the firm is growing in areas like government bonds and the old-fashioned advice business.
The growth right now will come from just going back to the basics of what the industry really was bringing buyers and sellers together, providing advice to clients, and kind of the basic stuff that, you know, got lost somewhere in the last 2 or 3 years.
So will the Jefferies and Pally Capitals of the world grow up to be the next Wall Street behemoths? Michael Henry is a consultant to the financial services industry with Accenture. He doesn't think so.
As these companies grow, they're going to hit some of the same limitations as the larger banks have. They're not going to be able to get as much leverage on capital.
It was that leverage, essentially borrowed money, that got big banks into so much trouble. The folks at Jefferies say they hope to grow without making the same mistakes. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
For a complete look at the fallout of the financial crisis, be sure to visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a good Monday.
American Public Media.